Five intersections around Scottsdale, including in Old Town and as far north as Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard, are now sporting temporary signs. The message is brief and to the point. It's okay to say no to panhandlers. And below that line is information on where those asking for money can find assistance on the city's website, along with a list of aid organizations. It's a new step for Scottsdale, but one that the city's public affairs director, Kelly Corsett, says was given serious consideration and thought before being implemented.
The message on the signs themselves shows that we really looked at this as a balanced approach. We don't just want to tell people not to help others in need, but we know that there are a lot of agencies out there that have programs aimed at helping those in need. So that's where we came up with the message, don't support panhandling here. Instead, give that money to a social service agency who can help, and we have a list of those agencies on our website.
Ann Corsett says the effort was also focused on changing behavior and increasing safety.
After looking at that bigger problem, that's obviously a very difficult situation. It's a very difficult problem to try to solve. We felt like these signs were just something that we could do to try to nudge behavior in the direction that we think will both reduce the activity we're trying to reduce, but at the same time, hopefully provide some more resources to the agencies that are working every day to help folks in need.
But what brought this about at this time? Scottsdale is an extremely popular destination for tourists, but there's a summer slowdown with temperatures hitting 100 degrees. To learn more, I spoke with Greg Bestian. He is Scottsdale's Human Services Director. I started by asking him whether the homeless population in the city has increased recently.
Our numbers, we did the point in time count, which is something that is done annually through Maricopa County. We're one of the participating cities. And our count did go up this year by about 10 people from last year. Our count last year was 67, and our 2019 count was 76 persons experiencing homelessness.
Okay. What is the balancing act when it comes to placing signs like this around the community? Because you obviously want to be welcoming, but you also want to realize that people who are going around Scottsdale, you want people to be comfortable, you want people to enjoy the city.
Very good question. I think that's part of the reasons why we're doing this sign, because we expend nearly $800,000 a year to provide various services for persons experiencing homelessness. We have seven different human services centers in the city and a total of 18 social workers. So we're well equipped to handle folks that either come into our community centers that might be out in the park. And so we basically do an assessment in every situation that they will allow, because again, they have to allow us to do that. But we will ask them to come in, we will sit down with them, and we will try and just take a basic assessment, look at the medical side of what's going on first, maybe try and assess if there's some other hidden factors that probably brought them to where they are today. And then from there, we try and get them the food, clothing, water, and hopefully get them down to one of our shelters where they can be assessed there and get them into some stable overnight type housing. That's really the key to persons experiencing homelessness is housing.
When it comes to the signs, is this tied more to how residents feel, or is it also the perception that Scottsdale is tourism is vitally important to Scottsdale, and tourists may not be comfortable seeing people ask them for money?
I would have to say it's both. It is about folks that come here to visit and enjoy what Scottsdale has to offer. Obviously, we're extremely proud of that. But it is also about our citizens that live here on a continual basis that pull up to that corner. They do want to reach out. I think in my estimation, most folks do want to reach out. They do want to help. But typically, it's the same individuals on the street corners on a daily and weekly basis. And that's what I think has brought us to the point where we really want to try and get those persons to the resources and the agencies that we fund every year to the tune of about $800,000 to really get them what we consider to be on the course for rehabilitation.
There are some people who will say, well, they're finding that in some cases these corners, okay, Scottsdale's a nice place to do this, and people are relatively nice, and they may in fact get some money or some assistance from it.
It's a big part of the challenge. We are an affluent community. Our citizenry, we have our holiday programs every year, and we are very blessed to have such an outpouring of giving for our youth, families, and seniors in the community. So I think it's strategic for folks to find themselves in Scottsdale on the corner, and I do believe it is lucrative for them to be on those corners.
Is it too encouraging to folks around the corner if someone were to say, well, I'm happy to give you a bottle of water, or here's a sandwich, as opposed to giving money? Or is it almost one of those things where if you don't feel comfortable giving, you just shouldn't give anything?
It's a question that has come across since we put up the signs. There are folks, we definitely encourage folks to exercise their option in the form that they would like to give. And that's really what the campaign is about, is we have 18 agencies that we fund with hundreds of thousands of dollars to provide assistance to get people in what we would consider more of a restorative or a rehabilitative posture in their life. And so naturally, we really want to kind of encourage that. But, we also, if someone wants to give out some food and water at the street corner, we certainly are okay with that. We're not trying to say that we don't want you to give. We want you to give the way that you choose. We're just encouraging you to work with us and the agencies that do provide long-term assistance to persons in need.
Greg Bestian is the Human Services Director for the City of Scottsdale.